On the sultry afternoon of August 1st, 1957, His Honor Mayor Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. made an historic announcement from City Hall. After months of controversy about where to build the new Civic Center, he told a stunned and disbelieving television audience it would be built in Druid Hill Park by the reservoir. He said, quote, "My decision will be recognized by the people of Baltimore as the correct one," end quote. He was wrong. It was not. Instead, the community went collectively berserk. Sam Hammerman, chairman of the park board, who loved the parks dearly and fought hard to preserve them, let loose a tirade of protest to the press that very night. He said, quote, "It's rape, pure and simple. We would squander our heritage. No one will ever take an inch of this precious park from Baltimoreans," end quote. By morning came the crash of thunder and lightning among the citizenry. Hammerman organized 23 civic organizations to protest the decision and announce that he was having all of them, maybe 200,000 of them, march on City Hall. Tom O'Connell, the mayor's public relations counselor, called Hammerman's march one of the greatest pieces of propaganda ever perpetrated on this city. Watchdog and city comptroller Hyman Pressman blustered that the mayor's action was against the law and he was taking the city to court. He did. In the end, the council met in the midst of the heat of the controversy and passed the ordinance that would allow it to go ahead and build the Civic Center in Druid Hill Park. City Hall reported that it had received more than 20,000 telegrams protesting the vote. In February of 1958, Judge Reuben Oppenheimer ruled on the Pressman lawsuit against the city. He said the action to place a civic center in Druid Hill Park is illegal. Mayor D'Alessandro received the news with dismay. He said, "The city will not appeal." Sam Hammerman growled, "It had better not."